Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a top loop in Ableton Live 12 that has crisp transients, dusty mids, and that unmistakable jungle or old-school DNB attitude. The goal is not just to make something busy. The goal is to make a top layer that pushes the groove forward, adds character, and still leaves room for the kick, snare, and sub to do their job. Think of the top loop as the energy layer. It's the shimmer, the grit, the motion, the little details that make a breakbeat feel alive. If it's too clean, it can sound sterile. If it's too dirty, it can blur the rhythm. So we're aiming right in that sweet spot. The first thing to remember is that the source matters more than the processing. Start with a good loop, ideally a hat pattern, shaker loop, rim loop, ride loop, or a dusty break fragment that already has some vibe. If you're dragging in audio, warp it properly. For drum material, beats mode is usually the right place to start. Set it to preserve transients, and make sure the loop locks nicely to the grid. For classic jungle and DNB energy, somewhere around 160 to 175 BPM is the right territory. Before we stack on any fancy effects, listen to the loop in context. This is a big one. Don't judge it solo for too long. A top loop can sound amazing by itself and still be completely wrong once the break, bass, and snare are playing. In this style, the snare is king. If the snare starts losing authority, the top loop is probably too bright, too busy, or too loud. Now let's clean up the foundation with EQ8. Put EQ8 first in the chain and high-pass the loop to get rid of unnecessary low end. Depending on the sample, that cutoff might be anywhere from about 180 to 300 Hz. If the sample is already thin, keep it lower. If it's got too much body, push it higher. Then scan for any harsh spots in the upper mids, especially around 3 to 6 kHz. If you hear a painful resonance, carve it down gently. Only add a shelf in the air region, around 8 to 12 kHz, if the sample really needs a little extra sparkle. The idea is not to make the loop huge. The idea is to make it useful. Next, let's add some dusty character with saturator. This is where the loop starts to feel worn in and alive. A little drive goes a long way here. Start around plus 2 to plus 6 dB of drive, turn on soft clip, and match the output level so you're not fooled by loudness. Listen for more presence in the 1 to 4 kHz range, a little more bite in the hats, and a subtle roughness in the mids. That's the sweet stuff. If it starts getting brittle, back off the drive and use EQ afterward to tame the harshest edge. For crisp transient energy, Drum Bus is a great stock device. Set the transient control positive, somewhere around plus 10 to plus 30, and keep boom off or very low since this is a top loop, not a full drum bus. A touch of drive can help, and a little crunch can add grain if you want more attitude. What you're after here is attack. You want the hats and percussion to cut through dense breaks and bass lines without turning the whole thing into noise. If you want a more surgical approach, you can also shape the envelope with clip gain, gating, or by trimming overly spiky hits. But for this lesson, Drum Bus gives us a fast way to get that snap and glue at the same time. Now we add motion. A static top loop can feel stiff, even if it sounds good. Autopan is perfect for subtle movement. Keep the amount modest, maybe 10 to 25%. Sync it to the tempo with values like eighths or sixteenths, and keep the phase at 0 degrees if you want more of a volume movement instead of a wide stereo trick. This is one of those effects where less is more. We are not trying to make the loop obviously wobble around. We're just giving it a little life so it breathes with a groove. After that, add a short, controlled reverb. Hybrid reverb works beautifully for this. Keep the decay short, around 0.3 to 0.8 seconds. Use a little pre-delay, maybe 5 to 20 milliseconds, so the transient stays clear. High cut the reverb so it doesn't fizz out the top, and low cut it so you don't cloud the mix. Keep the wet amount low, around 5 to 12%. What you want is a dusty halo, not a washed out tail. In old school jungle, a little room can make the percussion feel bigger and more sampled, but if the reverb gets too long, it will smear the swing. At this point, the loop should already feel pretty good, but if you want that extra layer of personality, try building a parallel chain inside an audio effect rack. This is a great way to keep the attack clean, while adding grime underneath. One chain can be your clean attack path. Put a EQ8, drum bus, maybe a touch of compression there, and keep it tight and controlled. The second chain can be your dusty texture path. High pass it a bit more, saturate it harder, maybe add auto filter with a gentle band pass or high pass shape, and if you want, sneak in a tiny bit of redux for subtle digital crunch. Don't overdo the lo-fi stuff, just enough to make the mids feel worn and sampled. Then blend that dusty chain underneath the clean one until the loop gets character without turning to mush. If the loop still feels a little loose, glue compressor can help tie the whole thing together. Use it gently, a ratio around 2 to 1, a fast or medium attack, auto release, and only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction is usually plenty. The goal is not to squash the life out of it. The goal is to make the transients and the mids feel like one unified top layer. Now let's talk groove. Jungle and old school DNB often sound best when the top loop is slightly imperfect in a musical way. You can nudge a few hits a little late for swing, keep important accents tight on the grid, and lower the level of anything that jumps out too much. A lot of the vibe comes from tiny inconsistencies. That rough edge is part of the charm. Don't overpolish it. A strong top loop also needs to evolve across the arrangement. For the intro, start filtered and thin. Let only the highest elements come through at first, then open the filter gradually over 8 to 16 bars. When the drop lands, bring in the full bandwidth version, maybe with a little more saturation or a touch more reverb send. In breakdowns, strip it back again. Use bandpass or low-pass filtering, or just leave a ghost version of the loop with only the lightest hat texture and room. That way, when the full loop comes back, it feels like a real moment. One great trick is to create variation every 8 bars. You can change the filter cutoff, tweak the saturation drive, open the reverb slightly, drop one hit, or alter the autopan depth. Small moves like that keep the groove alive without forcing you to rewrite the whole pattern. Here's another coach tip. Keep checking the loop against the snare early in the process. If the snare loses its punch, that's your warning sign. Also, watch your gain staging. Ableton stock devices can make things sound better just because they're louder, so always compare against the bypassed version at matched level. That way you're making decisions based on tone and groove, not volume bias. If you want to go a step further, build three distinct character states. You could have one version that's tight and clean, one that's dusty and gritty, and one that's wide and atmospheric. Then automate between those states over the track. That gives you movement without changing the core rhythm. Another nice idea is to duplicate the loop and make one layer sharper and drier, while the other is softer, more textured, and slightly delayed. Crossfading between those can create a really nice clean versus worn contrast. For extra grime, use Redux sparingly, or create a tiny dust layer from noise or a resampled percussion hit. You can even make a short, filtered delay shimmer for metallic hats. Just remember the rule, distort the mids more than the sparkle. If the top end is already strong, keep it readable and let the dirt live underneath. Before you wrap up, run a quick checklist. Can you hear the groove immediately, even at low volume? Does the high end feel sharp without becoming brittle? Do the mids feel sampled or played, not synthetic? Does the loop support the bass line instead of covering it? If the answer is yes, you're in the zone. So to recap, the chord chain for this style is usually something like EQA to clean and shape, saturator for dusty harmonics, drum bus for transient punch, autopan for subtle motion, hybrid reverb for a tiny bit of space, and glue compressor if you need a little extra cohesion. Build it with intention. Keep the transients crisp. Keep the mids dusty, and leave space for the break and bass to breathe. That's the blueprint. Sharp, worn in, and full of motion. Exactly the kind of top loop that gives jungle and old school DNB that classic forward drive.